This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As I've said all along, I love James Cook. You know how I am. I want to draft, develop, re-sign our own. It is a business. We have to fit it in. Not only cash, but cap. And you can look at it and say, well, you know, you go to this website or whatever, they could fit him in if they did this and this. But we also have to look at 26, 27, and beyond, because you can walk yourself into one of those years where you're like, oh, man, there's not a lot of guys we can take down in those years. We would have to trade or cut someone that we wouldn't want to lose. So it's not only 2025 when we're doing a deal with him or any other players.
Brandon Bean might be worth reading into that quote. That's a part of this, too, that in maybe good and bad ways, this hypothetical Cook contract extension would take them through at least 27, if not longer. And while you might like the security of that, as the Bills or anybody, it also precludes them from not only doing what he said, it's restrictive potentially in your salary cap, in your world, but I was like thinking about too, like that means I can't necessarily go get anybody better. If I'm paying him what I would be paying him, off the table is any possible plan B at that position, because then it would just be controversy. It'd be like, well, You're paying this guy, right?
Right.
You're paying this guy $10 million a year, but you're playing a rookie over him or whatever you might want to do. So,
yep, I think I like that point. And I also think, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position where organizationally you feel you need to expand what he does for you, what you're asking him to do, because you're paying him so much, right? Like, you know, to who much is given, much is expected, right? I remember Darcy Regier saying that like 25 or 30 years ago.
My grandmother.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, you know, would that change, you know, how they lay it out? It's part of the reason why I haven't really wanted, well, I certainly, it doesn't have to mean that, but it can compel you to feel that way. I don't know that that would extend to the play caller necessarily, but the way they have it set up right now, it worked great last year. I'd want to keep doing that, and that does not include a running back making even $10 million in my world. I think that quote from Bean right there is the closest we've ever gotten to, and it's not really even that close, but I think it's the closest I would want to get to inferring that he just doesn't believe in paying running backs. Like somewhere within that, all those words is—I think you could just end up at—he's not going to—he's not going to pay a running back. He's going to pay defensive ends. He's going to pay cornerbacks. He's going to play his quarterback, of course. And running back is down here priority wise. I'm going to find someone else to do what you do for me. Again, he didn't say that or even imply that. I'm just don't know, between the lines, I've suspected that, but they've never had a real test because nobody commanded it, right? Cook is the closest they've come to someone who you could argue deserves to be paid more than he's getting paid, right? The other guys were all just sort of placeholders almost, right? Devin Singletary, okay, it's fine. Motor, a couple big runs, great. You know, playoff success to some degree.
He was fine.
Yeah, he was fine. Cook's better and has been more productive, and therefore there's more of a conversation there. Like, was anybody going, oh, don't let Devin Singletary get near the open market? Like, I don't remember Bills fans feeling that way at all 3 years ago.
By the way, if you didn't know, and if you happen to care, his career high in rushing yards was for Houston.
Singletary.
Yeah. I liked him.
Sure.
He's not the all-time Singletary. Mike Singletary.
No, Mike Singletary exists, therefore.
And I don't know about his shoulder pads, but he had the eyes.
Yeah.
Singletary had
He played in that era. He had big shoulder pads, too.
They all did.
Yeah.
Then, you think?
Except maybe.
Pretty much.
Even kickers.
Kickers had shoulder pads?
Sure.
Nick Lowry.
Sure.
It was a choice you probably had to make as a kicker, as whether, like, Scott Norwood didn't really wear shoulder pads, did he?
He had shoulder pads.
He did?
Yeah. They weren't James Harrison-sized shoulder pads, but they were shoulder pads.
All right. Could you not as a kicker? Did they all? Did Morton Anderson wear shoulder pads?
Yeah, they all did.
He did?
Yeah.
You have this like locked in your brain how they all...
No question. Maybe that's where these smaller ones, although that's really about the technology and the lighter weight, and it's still as protective as the bigger stuff was. You don't need the bulk. But yeah, I don't think any kicker ever was on the field without shoulder pads.
Okay.
They might get in a, you know, whatever. You got to tackle somebody on a kick return, you know, even if you're just going to fall down in front of them and try to trip them, whatever. You're wearing the gear.
I got a name.
Yeah.
I got a name to test that. I got to see a picture. Efren Herrera.
100% wore shoulder
pads. 100%?
100%. No question in my mind.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Former Bill.
Yeah.
He was.
I don't remember that.
I guess he is wearing shoulder pads in these. Roy Girella.
Yes, shoulder pads.
Stenerud.
100%.
All the way back?
All the way back.
I mean, you go back a little bit farther, the kickers also were the running backs.
I mean, if we're going to get to where they're leather helmets, I don't know what sort of shoulder pad technology there was then. They might have just had phone books. Were there phone books back then? I don't know, but had just strapped it. I think there are still phone books. I don't know why exactly, but I think there are. Because my parents don't have the internet. That's why there are phone books. It's my parents' fault.
If you go back to this, like, Cookie Gilchrist was the kicker for the Bills there for a minute. Like, he would definitely have already been wearing shoulder pads.
Nope, yeah.
So your kickers came from, you know, one of the 22 until Stenerud, right? Until, like, the merger. Then you started having kickers that were only kickers.
I think if you had a kicker in any era that decided, I don't want to wear the shoulder pads. They're just setting themselves up. You're not even a football player as it is.
Yeah, and so I'm going to act like it.
You just, you know, put on the gear, big man. Get the gear on.
Alan Hearns, get out. His picture was, sorry, I forced that. His picture was on Pro Football Reference today, one of those 12 pictures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pictures. I saw Alan Hearns. I'm like, I thought I would mention that.
Yeah, right.
What a moment. Fantasy Bulldog.
Sure.
Firing right. Alan Hearns from his roster in one fit of rage.
Fit of something. I don't know. Rage. I don't know if it rose to rage level.
Alan Hearns.
Fit of.
Can get out.
Can you have a fit of mildly upset? No. There's no. If you're having a fit, it's a fit of rage.
Alan Hearns. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just thinking. I've not given you a chance on the show since you've been back to run down the Sabre schedule. Have you seen it?
No.
You haven't seen it? Okay.
No. I know they're the open. I saw a home opener is Rangers, and I assume that's the opener.
Yes.
Right? That's their first game.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 2 years in a row now that I was not here for the schedule.
Because
I
was it in, sounds like you're,
I remember
it's a,
you,
it's a point.
I remember you texting me the first day we were in this incredible three-floor apartment thing in Malaga, Spain, that we had all to ourselves, rooftop pool. It was an incredible spread that my wife landed, Airbnb or whatever, Vrbo. And you texted me the same. It was like, this is the most hilarious moment I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I'm in Spain, and you're asking me about, did you look to see how many 7:30 games there were?
That's what it was.
Or something. I'm just like,
that is what it was.
I did not yet. I did think about it, but I just closed it out and just left it alone.
This year there's one.
I didn't want to start looking.
I think this year there's one.
Yeah.
Paul said something about how they want all the games to be at 7.
I mean, I can get with that. I wonder if they hear from people that might even miss, like, whatever. They don't realize it's the games at a different time. You know, they just don't look. Sometimes they change. The schedule will say one thing, and then there's an email telling us, oh, this game or that game, TV, right, TSN or something. They had to move it. And not every fan would necessarily pay attention to that sort of stuff. And they might just think, I've got the schedule. I printed it from July. This game's at 7. No, it's not.
Oh, there were at least 50 games last year when the Sabres didn't know what time it started.
Hey-o. Yeah, no.
What's the exact number?
I've not spent much time, and by not much time, I mean zero time.
Okay, well.
On the schedule.
Whenever you want.
The games will come. I'll be aware when they get closer.
The one interesting thing to me was the schedule lasts for the same amount of time as usual. Second week of October to the second week of April. But there's a 3-week break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to feel like they're playing every night.
Yeah.
Because those games did not get spread out past the ends. The schedule is, again, the same, whatever that is, 6 months and change. So they're going to be a lot of very busy weeks for them and, in our way for us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.